This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. As we heard in the headlines, six COVID-19 deaths so far with 435 positive cases and a cluster in a healthcare setting. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell this morning renewed calls for people to avoid close contact with each other as counties step up enforcement in different ways.
The thing we emphasize repeatedly is we need to flatten the curve. We need to flatten the curve. That means people need to follow the stay-at-home, work-at-home orders entered, but the governor and myself, they need to continue to be followed. Now's not the time to be lax, and they need to focus on the critical things here that we keep emphasizing about testing, quarantine, and social distancing. And part of what I want to emphasize at today's press conference, we need to do rapid testing. We need to become more aggressive in our testing. You know, I've mentioned this before at our press conferences that we're at war with an enemy that we can't see. And the scouts that we send out are basically tests. You go out and you test of people, you find out where the virus is, and you find out where the virus isn't. And while sometimes you may get a negative test because a person is asymptomatic, but could become symptomatic, but the more tests we do, the more information we get. And with that information, we can do contact tracing. If you come back positive, we can find out, you know, who you work for, where you've been, and then follow up and do more rapid testing. And this allows us to get information to help fight the virus and flatten that curve even more. And of course, when we find someone who tests positive, we isolate them. They go into quarantine for 14 days. And that's something that the city and county of Honolulu is going to be pushing in a more active way and getting this done, because this testing, one, gives us information for fighting the virus now, but I also believe once we have a model of testing in place, it is something we can use to determine whether it's safe to come out again. Because how do we know at the end of April, or if this has to go on into May, at what point do we say we can start to open up? Now, where is it going to be safe to open up, and what kind of things could be opened up first? Is it retail? Is it clothing stores where you allow people in, but only in a limited number, and do, for example, test for antibodies for the people who work in the retail store, so we know they're not positive or they don't have the virus, and the guys going in will be protected.
So how does
open up restaurants next, for example, but requiring great social distancing, so maybe 50% of the chairs and tables are removed, and people can come in, but the people who work at the restaurant are tested. Make sure they are not positive so we don't endanger those who are coming in. But I think this kind of testing allows for a gradual and continuing opening up. Now, that can't occur yet, but testing is a key component of knowing where the virus is, and I believe testing is a key component of how we open up.
So how does the city plan to help in that regard?
So we have a group of people, a small committee, dedicated to trying to find the best type of testing kits. We're trying to find out how many we can get. We've had some positive leads. There's nothing to announce yet, but we have some very positive leads of getting a sufficient number of test kits to do this rapid testing. The next step is finding out who can actually do the testing, because, as you know, the city and county of Honolulu does not have a Department of Health. We do have an EMS, EMT, paramedics team that perhaps could assist, but we're going to be looking for the appropriate folks who can test. Because if you're tested positive, you need a doctor who then advises the patient on how to address their symptoms and get better. And so we're putting this together, and I hope we'll have something to announce by early next week along those lines.
So will the city also assist in locations? I mean, you know, you have opened up the Waipio soccer field and I believe Kaka'ako Park.
Yep. And we also were out in the west side. The city provided a site out on the west side yesterday or the day before. I can't remember what day this week. So we are providing sites to have the testing going on. But we'd like to get it in more places around our island, and particularly in communities of need, who don't have the advantage that some of us have, where you have a primary care physician or you can afford to go to an urgent care facility. It would be in places, Kalihi, Pololo, the west side, you know, the North Shore, Waimanala, where perhaps people could more easily get tested in the communities in which they reside. Part of the testing, by the way, Catherine, is we are going to be setting up a testing site at Waipio Peninsula Soccer Complex this Saturday, like we did last Saturday, from 8 to noon, and you can announce that. So from 8 to noon, this coming Saturday, 3-day weekend, the Waipio Peninsula Soccer Complex will be open for free testing, and we encourage people to come and get tested. It's important to do so.
Mayor, this committee that you're working on, is that an adjunct to, you know, the state's efforts?
This is a group of city and county employees who I've asked to follow up all leads, because as you can imagine, as a mayor, I'm sure all the other mayors, I'm sure the governor is getting calls from people. I've gotten them from people in South Korea, people around our country, people from Europe who are saying we have test kits and they can test rapidly and they're affordable. Of course, there are issues like, are they FDA approved? How accurate are they? Are they 85% accurate, which we find unacceptable? Some have been 85% accurate, or are they 99% accurate, which is more acceptable? Because you want to make sure that those are tested or assured that the test they get is as accurate as possible. So we have a group of people here in the city who are following all leads to make a determination as to what tests are the safest, most accurate, are they FDA approved, and then how are the tests administered, and with the positives coming back, who is the physician who's going to give the medical advice to that patient who's been tested positive?
And Mayor, as you continue to underscore the need to prevent the spread of this disease, I know you've taken some heat because you've tried to restart the construction out there at Sherwood Forest. So what can you tell us about that situation and the pause that's on that project right now?
On Sherwood Forest, Waimanala Bay Beach Park, over the past probably 6 months, I spent at five meetings, each meeting from 3 to 5 hours, sitting down with leaders of Save Our Sherwoods in a talk. You know, it was a little bit ho'oponopono, but not 100% ho'oponopono. It was a little bit mediation, but not 100% mediation. Justice Jim Duffy, our former Supreme Court justice, you know, an outstanding lawyer and an outstanding justice of our Supreme Court, now retired, helped moderate the discussion. It was highly productive. It resulted in a solution that was much better than the one that was proposed initially. There were requirements made of me to show good faith, and I did everything that was requested. We drafted two resolutions that I submitted to the council. They have not been heard. One was to assure the community that no other phases of this project would be built, and that the first phase, which is not even the first phase, it's just a redesigned field with no playground, grassy field with native Hawaiian trees planted, umu, milo, ko, hau, and others being planted around the field, in a reconfigured parking lot for people who have physical disabilities that's more ADA compliant. That was part of the request. I supported that. I put in a resolution stating that, and also saying that we're not going to follow forward with any of the master plan, that it needs to be reconfigured with the input of the community today, not the community of 10 or 12 years ago. That was one resolution. The other one was renaming Waimanala Bay Beach Park to Unana Niho, and turning it into a cultural historic park, kind of like Lapakahi State Park over on the Kohala coastline. It's the only other cultural and historic park I know of in the state of Hawaii, other than City of Refuge, Honaunau, which is a federal park. But it would be the only city and county park that would be a cultural and historic park. That resolution was submitted too. I was hoping both would have been heard, because we believed in talking together that would provide a platform for members of the community, both in the Waimanalo area but in the island of Oahu, to come forward and submit testimony pro and con and have a discussion in an orderly, controlled manner, and then see what comes out of it. Unfortunately, those resos were not heard or scheduled, but I did what I was requested to do. And then the agreement was we would start construction again. And the decision was made probably around the holiday period, after the holidays. And in January, we asked the contractor to gear up. And it took the contractor between now and last week to get ready to go. And so we asked the contractor to begin. We were fully aware that, you know, the stay-at-home, work-at-home order was in place. But I felt somewhat assured from the discussions with leaders of the community, and I also met with those who still want the master plan to be completed, that pretty much everyone wanted a field. And so we proceeded based on that, hoping that there would not be large protests. And as we saw on that Monday, there were not a lot of people who showed up. There were maybe 12 to 15, I've been told, including members of the press. We had two folks who were cited for not practicing good social distancing. One was a person who'd been camping out there for a long time. And people were very responsible and practiced good social distancing. Things changed, though, dramatically when a three-inch human EVE was found, the EVE was located. And at that point, we followed all the protocols that we were required to follow. And we stopped work around the project. We put a 100-foot buffer. We sat down and met with the Oahu Burial Council in Shipley. We asked for them on what to do, and actions have been taken regarding that EVE. And there was a ceremony last night as the sun was setting to address the EVE. And we have put a pause on the project while we continue to consult with the appropriate entities.
I know the concern is that you don't want a large gathering of demonstrators to gather there during this time.
That's correct. It is a concern, and I stated that in my press release, saying that we're putting a pause to construction, was we did not want a large gathering to take place.
Okay, and then we'll just work through the SHPTE process?
We're going to follow every protocol. We're going to honor the stories of this land and the EVE that are found there, and we're not going to do anything that is disrespectful. We want to make sure that we follow every single protocol, and until we do that, we put a pause to the project. And by the way, Catherine, I do want to thank the leaders of the Waimanalo community for their leadership. They showed true leadership in terms of trying to manage the situation. I know it was difficult for them, and I think through their demonstration of leadership, we had a situation that could have gotten much worse not occurring. And I do appreciate that, and you know, want to thank them for showing that leadership.
That was part of a conversation we had with Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell, who spoke with us earlier this morning about the pause on the Waimanalo Bay District Park project that drew demonstrators earlier this week. He also talked about how the city is planning to help with more widespread COVID testing. The city plans a news conference later today.